The Trouble with Macaques by Paul Jones. When the monkeys there surround you. Not if. James was telling me how to navigate parts of Delhi. It's not like here. These monkeys are mischievous and curious, but they are Buddhist monkeys. Most of the people living in Dharamshala are also Buddhist. Not that the monkeys aren't trouble. Yale Ben David and the teens from the orphan village created a mesh Wi-Fi network to cover the lower Himalayan valley, only to have the macaques test the mesh by climbing the antenna. The male macaques can weigh as much as 26 pounds. The poles couldn't take that. After about the fifth tower snapped and dumped a monkey on the rooftop, like Icarus at the end of his flight, there was some re-engineering, some added baffles, some calls for patience before the Wi-Fi mesh was live again. The wall painting on the way to the Dalai Lama temple showed monks patting monkeys, a show of friendship. James explained, in Tibet, there were no monkeys like these. Still, we believe that good monkeys will be humans, even monks, eventually. Back in Delhi, the deputy mayor fell off his balcony. He was swatting at the troop of maybe 50 macaques that had come uninvited to his dinner party. Back in Delhi, the new subway was halted when three macaques followed commuters into one car. Panic ensued among all the species of riders. Back in Delhi, the hotel hired a langarwala to protect its entrance from marauding monkey troops. The sight of one or two large langurs, larger than their cousins and more gentle, more Buddhist, makes a troop of macaques reconsider their route and take their business elsewhere. Back in Delhi, the use of langurs was declared illegal. Young men were hired to dress as langurs. I saw them sitting near the subway, watching YouTube, hoping to learn how to be convincing in their roles.